Thank you, Alan. Now we'll finish off this part with some more news items. If you like your beer, then you'll be interested to know that the Norwich hosts, for the last time, the Great British Winter Beer Festival. But at the same time, plans are being made for the next City of Ale Festival. Continuing the food and drink theme, the county's Women's Institutes is to celebrate 100 years in the county and asks members to think about creating special cakes. Last on the food theme is the food bank collection points, which are to appear at next Norwich City football match. Finally, a little bit off this theme, but still a niche part of the city, is the plantation garden on Earlham Road, and we hear that a tree removal job was quite an undertaking. All bar hands are on deck as Norwich prepares to host its last Great British Winter Beer Festival. Although named after the coldest season, this festival has beers and ales of every shade, served in cask, keg and bottle. This is the last chance to catch some of the country's favourite tipples as the event departs the fine city after hosting it for 3 years. It took place at St Andrew's and Blackfriars Hall. City pubs have been getting involved with fringe events running throughout the whole month. Locals have been organising pub crawls and treasure trails, events and competitions, all in the heart of the city. There is also hot food and snacks served all day and live music in the evenings.
With off-road ale trails and new pubs, the 9th City of Ale Festival has been announced after organisers hosted their first meeting of the year. It comes after the event picked up a national award this month, and the team behind the City of Ale say it is going from strength to strength. Dawn Leader, together with the city landlord Phil Cutter, founded the Norwich City of Ale Festival back in 2011 to celebrate Norwich's pubs and brewing heritage. This month, Ms. Leader attended Personality of the Year Awards in London, where she picked up the Innovator of the Year Award on behalf of Norwich City of Ale. Her work in Norwich was described as an inspiration to other towns and cities throughout the UK, giving them confidence that events like this can succeed. The citywide festival reinvigorates the pub and brewing trade, with all the extra visitors giving a much-needed sales boost. Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, continues to be the main sponsor in recognition of the impact the festival has on city tourism. BID Executive Director Stefan Gurney said, "City of Ale has become one of the key events in the Norwich calendar and is a fantastic celebration of fine ales, breweries and pubs, which all add to the vibrancy of the city and the rich brewing tradition of Norwich. The festival will be sponsored by Norwich-based accountants Farnell Clark."
The Women's Institute, WI, and cake. They're a classic pairing, which go together like strawberries and cream, fish and chips, or gin and tonic. Now in the year the organisation celebrates its 100th birthday in Norfolk, the WI is calling on its members to get baking for Norfolk Day. Sending out a message on the launch of Norfolk Day 2019, the Norfolk Federation of WIs is asking its 5,000-plus members based across the county to put their thinking caps on and come up with ideas for how they can fulfil the brief of 100 ways with cake. A spokesman for the Norfolk Federation said, "Last year we talked about a slice of Norfolk WI life, and this year we want to expand to the full cake, a birthday cake, of course. It might be that members celebrate with 100 tiny birthday buns distributed to the public, or with one large celebration cake cut into 100 slices. Norfolk Day 2019 will take place on Saturday, July the 27th.
Food bank collection points will be in place around Carrow Road ahead of a Norwich City clash at the start of next month. On Friday, March the 8th, before the Canaries take on Swansea, there are expected to be 3 collection points around the ground. They will be in aid of the Trussell Trust, which runs food banks around the country and which gave out almost 9,500 food parcels in Norfolk from April to September last year. The initiative was led by the Canaries Trust, which researched similar schemes at other clubs and was backed by the club. Norwich has always been a socially aware city, and this is a chance for people to help those less fortunate than themselves. People may well see food banks as something to help the homeless and unemployed, but the sad fact is that even working people on low incomes are now known to be using them. He said on his recent trip to Leeds he saw how well supported the food bank collection there was, and he said he hoped Norwich's fans could get behind the idea because just one can or packet can make a difference.
People around Plantation Garden in Norwich were treated to an unusual sight, a 30-metre-high tree being slowly brought to the ground. The decision was taken to remove the horse chestnut from a garden off Earlham Road after it was found to be diseased. Arbo Pro Tree Services, based in Long Stratton, was called in to take the tree down using a 40-metre-high crane. The four-strong team was on site on Unthank Road, removing sections of the tree by chainsaw before using the crane to lift them out of the garden and over the rooftops of nearby houses. The sections, averaging between 2 and 2.5 tons apiece, were cut down further with a chainsaw and fed into a new 8-inch chipper purchased especially for the job. Despite its size, the tree was expected to be completely dismantled in a matter of hours. Jonathan Vaughan, who runs Arbo Pro with his wife Eleanor, said there was no access to take the tree out through the plantation garden. With the crane, we can take the tree out in bigger bits rather than dragging it out through the garden. It's more cost-effective. There are a lot of sinkholes around here, so we had to do a lot of assessments as to where we were going to set up the crane to make sure it didn't tip over. Mr. Vaughan added that the team behind the plantation garden was planning to replant in the area where the tree had been removed from. Well, we've reached the end of part one now, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy part two. Goodbye.